Unit 12. Listening. Exercise C. 1.
Well, yes, you do get to meet a lot of different people, but you don't exactly have interesting conversations with them. I spend most of the day saying things like, "Can I help you? That's £3.50, please. Here's your receipt. And shall I put that in a bag for you?" It's not the most interesting job in the world, I can tell you. I get there at about 7:30 in the morning, and the first customers are waiting to come in when we open the doors at 8. I suppose I do a few different things at work. I work on the till, I help customers choose the right things, and I deal with complaints if any of our products don't work properly. It's a long day, though. I don't get home until 7 at night, usually, and I have to work on Saturdays.
2. I do the same route every day for a week, and then we change. This week, it's from the railway station to the town centre and back again. I actually really enjoy it, although it's a bit annoying when you get stuck in traffic and all the passengers start blaming you. I mean, there's nothing I can do about that, is there? It used to be more difficult, because as well as driving, we also had to sell tickets when people got on. These days, though, they buy tickets from a newsagent, or wherever, and just punch them in a machine when they get on, so we don't have to worry about giving the right change or anything like that. 3.
Well, I do the weekday breakfast show, which means getting up at 4:30 in the morning to get to the studio for 6. Then I'm on air until 10. It's a great show to do, as you know you're the first thing that millions of people hear when they wake up in the morning. You've got to make it fun, to put people in a good mood, but also give them the news, weather and traffic information that they need first thing. Of course, you've got to play lots of good music too. You're definitely not allowed to sound tired or in a bad mood. That's perhaps the most difficult thing. You've always got to sound so happy.
4.
For me, it's the best job in the world. I can't imagine doing anything else. You're in a different place every day. You know, one day you're in London for a cricket match or something. The next you're going halfway round the world for the Olympics. Then a few weeks later it's a football match in Swindon. I'm self-employed, so my work really starts after I've taken the pictures. I rush back to the darkroom, develop the photos, and then send them to newspapers and magazines to see who wants to buy them. It's such a great feeling when you see a picture you took in the paper the next day.
5.
I'm actually in the classroom for about 24 hours a week, but of course there's also a lot of lesson preparation and marking to do, so it's a tiring job. The students make it all worthwhile, though. It's wonderful watching them learn and feeling you're helping to educate them. Some kids do cause trouble, or are rude, or just lazy, but most of them are really kind, polite, bright, interesting and interested youngsters. I think they're going to be great adults when they're older.
6.
I have a little office behind my courtroom where I go when we're not actually having a trial. I usually work from about 8 in the morning till 5 or 6 at night. What I particularly like about this job is that each case is different. You may have the same crime again and again, but each actual case, and of course each defendant, is different. You therefore have to listen to the evidence very carefully before reaching your verdict, your decision. I do have to send people to prison sometimes, of course, so it's a huge responsibility.